So I wanted to talk to you this morning, husband and wife. Amen. You don't marry, you become once in one day. So listen to me very carefully too. Amen. But the message is directed for a husband and wife. Because a husband and wife have a bigger responsibility to teach the children the way of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's say, change the word husband and wife. I said mom and daddy. Amen. Mommy and daddy. Okay. So what I wanted to share with you this morning, build your family in Christian principle. Amen. Or in Christian valuable, whatever you want to call it. So build your family in Christian valuable or in Christian principle. And for me to make you understand what I'm going to say this morning, I needed to share with you what God had told the people. Amen. Because this word does not come from me. They come from this book. Amen. This book is the book who make your family grow and prosper. Not the TV or Hollywood. Hollywood never make your family blessed or be prosperous. They're making a mess up your family. But this book that make your family prosper. Hallelujah. So if you have no Bible, just see the next somebody or have a look or open your mobile phone or whatever you have. And so we're looking at the Old Testament. I think they already put it on place. So we look at Deuteronomy. Chapter 11, verse 19. You shall teach your children to speak them when you're sitting there on your house, when you're woken up, and writing there on the step of your door or on the guides of your home. Every day, your children must be multiplied and lay the foundation that God has given to you. For if you carefully keep all of this commandment which I command you today, the Lord your God will be walking with you and your house will be blessed. Amen. Then the Lord will drive away all the enemy of your land, of your life, of your family. No man will be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put a great dream and great fear on your enemy. But your family will be built with God's blessing to your life. So the blessing, if you obedient to my commandment, the law your God, which I command you today, and I will bless you and curse you who curse you, this is the commandment of the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you for teaching us this morning that we needed to build our foundation in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, to build a family, solid family foundation in Christian valuable, we needed to adapt the principle of God. We needed to use this book. We needed to use as a guide of your family, as a principle of your home, as a blessing to your house. And the power of the Holy Spirit, they secure a blessing to your house. The principle is come by God, this foundation. God had told the commandment before the people enter into the promised land. If you abide on my commandment, if you stand on the principle I give to you, no enemy will be standing before you. Your children will be blessing from blessing to blessing. Nobody will curse them because I be with them. If you abide on me and you're walking by faith according to the will of the Lord, you will have a prosperous family. You will have a blessed husband. You'll have a blessed wife. You'll have a blessed children, because God has promised to give successful and no fail into your family. Amen. We cannot change the world, but we can make it a better world. Amen. You know, we could not change the world because the world is a mess, but we can make it a better world. Christian family, a Christian strong foundation, we needed to teach their children the relationship of the Lord. Many family today is foul, not because of the problem they have, but because they don't teach the Christian principle into their own family. File because there's a problem on the family. File because there's a problem on husband and wife. But let me tell you something. Let's put God's principle in our relationship, and God will help us to go over and to be successful in whatever we're doing. Many family, like I said, they don't keep Christian valuable and not even Christian relationship with the family. And because of that is the big problem we're facing today. What is God's family, Pastor Tony? Let me tell you something. God's family or good family valuable, there are a few principles that we must be using in our life. There are a few principles that we must be using in our life. The principle number one is love, respect, the compassion, honesty, and trust in your own family. Amen. If we follow this principle, it is impossible to build a great family. If we want to build a family in Christ, in Christian valuable, we must be making a better life for ourselves. How we do that? A man looking around at himself, he was thinking that he's the best man in the world. So I can do anything. You look around and they want to change the world. But he said, the world is so big, it couldn't change. Then they've been thinking about, he said, I'm going to change my wife the way she's speaking. But her wife will become really bad, so it was worse for him. Then they said, I'm going to change my children to be better people. But their children run away from him. But he realized that before change anybody, he left to change himself. Hello? He realized that before change anybody, he needed to change himself. Amen. Just to touch somebody, said Pastor Tony, talking to you this morning. It is the most important thing. I only joke. What is a family valuable? Most important family valuable is a security. Always be there for your family. Hello? Always be there for the family. Not really matter what they're doing. Amen. Not really matter what they're doing. So be there for them. Tell them that you love them. Amen. Because a family is a gift from God. Everything else will become to this principle. Everything else will become to this principle. How we are maintaining a family valuable? To how we give children a strong sense of family valuable? This is very, very difficult, particularly these days. To maintain a family valuable requests a lot of decision, a lot of presence, a lot of time, a lot of patience. Amen. I remember my wife, when my girl was grown, She teach the girls Christian principle way. And sometimes this Christian principle way that was not suitable for them because the rest of their friends, they do something else. But my wife was determined that they got to doing her way, not the children way. And sometimes they need a lot. I was so soft when they come to me crying, "Daddy, Mama, hitting me." I said, "Well, I'm sorry, your mom is in charge." I remember my younger daughter is always running to me and, you know, "Mommy, back at me." But Father said, "I'm sorry, your mom is in charge. I could not help you." You know why? Because she was a teaching principle away. Amen. And I thank God that I still today, they endorse Christ, you know, principle away. They are good. I hope they're good. Sometime I check around, I drive around to see if there's any movement on the house. The house is very quiet, you know, the lights is off, it's okay. I don't talk to you. The other two is not here. All of the lesson that we will be able to teach to our children, they are here on this book. They are the map of the family. Amen. They are the great workbook. They are the great map for your family, my family, and everybody in family who wanted to endorse or they wanted to get the principle of Christian family. They guide on this book. That is here to teach your children the way of the Lord. All the way, I would suggest to you, use God's principle way into your family. Amen. How can you do that? Pray together. Amen. Put maybe an hour apart through the week and pray as a mother and father and children together. Switch the television off all of these things that you have it today. I just say to Brother Jimmy, look in the churches, I've got 20 people here. Everybody look at the text message. Nobody listening to anybody. You know, switch this thing off and talking to your children and pray with them and tell them that you are family time. Amen. Have a lunch together maybe once a week on Sunday after church. Go together, have a little bit of lunch together. And teach your children that is a time to spend with the family. Amen. So this is the beginning of the Bible talk about to read the word. And the Bible can be engraved into your family. Use your faith to share with them. Display a pictures of your faith, of your family in your world. And so let them there belong to a good family. Amen. Address God heaven into your home. Hello? Address God heaven into your home. Give thanks to God every time you eat something. Every time my wife buy me shoes, I say, "I thank God, look at these shoes, it's nice." Or my daughter bring me a toy, other things, and I'm not shopping for any clothes because I have a good family. They shop for me. Amen. They're making sure that I'm dressed good. So my wife is a good wife. And when she goes somewhere, she prepares everything for me. She will put this for Sunday morning, this for Monday morning. This is all online. Then she goes, you go to the fridge, you open the fridge. It's a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner. It's all been built there, you know. Because she's a good wife, amen. But I do the same thing as a good husband. I give him a call, "How are you, darling?" 3 times a day. "Where are you?" And she will say, "Did you have a breakfast this morning? Did you have a lunch? Did you have a dinner?" All these things, you know. So she worry about me. If I don't eat well, I lose weight, you know. that she was a wife a couple of months, and every day she said, "You eat well?" "Well," I said, "you put everything on the fridge, the fridge is full." So I could not finish. What am I going to do with all of this? If she come back and still it there, she think you never been eat anything. Eh? So, well, you put things there for 6 months. How am I going to finish it off? On top of that, all of the good people in the church that try to feed me. Then my kids have here the stuff from the church, the lunch every day upstairs. What am I going to do? I put 6 kilos. Well, my wife are gone holiday. Amen. This is a good family. Amen. Making sure that you eat well. So thank God for a beautiful family, for a good wife. Amen. But thank God for a beautiful husband too. Amen. Well, you gotta be a good husband, a good father. Amen. Asking God to help you. Amen. So don't stay home tonight. Just come. I will share with you how to be a good husband. Amen. Well, if you're not a husband or wife yet, you will be one day, so you can listen too. Amen. Ask God to guide your family, to bless your family. Pray each day. Pray for your children. Pray for your children. Mention them by name. Amen. Mention your children by name. Pray with them and say, "Lord, bless my daughter, bless my son, bless my husband, bless my grandchild, bless." Amen. Glory be to God. Speaking to God with a great voice. Amen. God is not deaf, but your children, they are deaf. Amen. So they needed to hear. So it's very, very important. Spend some minutes, some day with your family. Pray about it. Use your faith. Faith, when you use your faith, you move a mountain. Hallelujah. When you use your faith, you move a mountain. Teach your family principle to love God. Respect them. Give them the right. Teach them to forgive one another. You know, encourage them. Encourage them to love one another. There's a family love, and you know, and all the way be there with them and pray together and have a relationship with them. They give them strength, give them ability. Teach them to forgive. You know, in families, all the way problem. Amen. I remember when we was grown up, we are 3 brothers and 3 sisters. My sister, all the way, she was a copper because she was in the middle of the mix, the 2 brothers. You know, but my father said, "Forgive your sister, forgive your brother. All the way, forgive is good." Amen. It's the same thing, the same principle on the church. Teach your children to forgive one another. Amen. Teach them to forgive when they make a mistake. Forgive is a principle of God. Glory be to God. Remember that. Teach your children to give it to God. Ooh. God not needing money. Yeah, he's not needing money because whatever you have is belong to him. But he wants you to teach the King of God, your family, to be learned to give. Teach your children to donate into God. Teach you to give 10%. Teach you to give a donation. Teach you to help a family. Teach you to help a children that they are needed. Teach them. When you teach this kind of principle into your life, your family will be blessed. Your family will be blessed. Remember, love your wife as a Christ loved the church. Amen. Why Pastor Tony say that? Because your children, they're looking how you treat your wife. All right? Your children, they're looking how you treat your wife. They know. Love your wife. Even if she make a mistake, just say the same thing. "I love you, darling. Don't worry. You make a mistake. I forgive you." Amen. Your children will learn from this principle. All right? But I suppose you should love your husband too. You know, don't put him away. Amen. So if you make a mistake, just tell him you did that wrong, you know. But love is the most important principle in your life. Show your faith into your family. display faith into your house. You know, put Christ into the center of your heart. Put Christ into your center of your family. Switch off the television, like I said. Switch off the mobile phone and just spend some time with your children. Particularly when they are little. Amen. When they are little, when they're not that big. Because if you teach them when they're little, they will never depart from them. They will never depart. They can make a mistake, but they'll never depart. Amen. They will always come back. I know some people that walk away from God, they great children from great family. For some reason, they fall in problem with a friend, they walk away, but then they realize they come back to God. Because they know that God got the answer. But my dear friend, my dear family and friend, because I love you so much, because you're my family, I want to pray for your children this morning. But you are the center of the faith. You can pray for your children. So I will invite you to pray for the children. And pray for your wife and pray for your husband, whatever it is. But in close this meeting this morning, I want to show you a very important principle, a very important story. There is a true story. They all the way, I never forget this story. This story, there was a teaching us many years ago when we used to do Bible college. The principle of the Christian faith. In the state of New York, in the city of New York, I should say, there are the story of two men. There are the story of two men. One of these men, his name is Maxie Jackson. He lives in New York City. He do not believe in Christ. He not even trying his family in Christian life. He refuses to take his children to church, even when somebody from the children want to go to church. He has, in period of 100 years, 1,260 descendants. Let me tell you the story of this man. 300 were sent to prisons for an average of 13 years. 190 were a public prostitute. 680 were admitted to alcoholic. His family costed the state of New York $420 million. They never made any contribution to the city of New York. On the same time, on the same year, there was another man named Jonathan Edward. He lived on the same estate and he was there at the same time of Mexico. He loved the Lord and he sent his children to church every Sunday. He served the Lord to the best of his knowledge and ability. He has 929 descendants. 430, he became a minister of the gospel. 86, he became a university professor. 13, he became a university president. 75, author of the good book. 5, he is elected of the U.S. Congress. 2, elected to U.S. Senator. 1, a vice president of the United States. His family never costed the state of New York any sense. He has a great, great contribution. And today, my dear friend, we have a look at the outlook of two different men and two different children. Which one of these two men you want your children to be? Can I ask you to stand?